All right, it is time finally to be joined by Pat Pagano. Good morning there, Pat. How are you?
And good morning, and how are you? I trust you didn't wear your shorts in this morning.
No, I did not wear my shorts in this morning. We keep going with pants today because it's 49 degrees and rainy, and it's just a little too chilly for shorts.
Yeah, this is not your kind of weather. You know that.
No.
And we have one low.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely not my kind of weather.
I know. And we have one low after another going out just to the south of us. So there'll be some periods of rain or drizzle today, 55 to 60. Any rain or drizzle then early tonight, 45 to 50. I think Cinco de Mayo tomorrow is going to be fine. Clouds and sun, low 70s. Best day of the week. Then on Friday, it comes the next low. This one could try to duck even further south. So I'm not sure if we're going to get showers from this low on Friday. If we do, it may not happen until late in the day or at night. So this forecast could change. As far as Saturday, I said a chance, cloudy, a chance of rain, which means I'm not sure. I think the low could go to our south, and that may mean dry weather Saturday in the 50s. I know it's going to be dry for Mother's Day with sunny skies, but it will be windy, and the highs will continue in the 50s on Sunday. So the storm for Friday to Saturday, very iffy.
I hope so, because on Saturday, we have the Sharon Classic Road Race, and they've moved to a new location in Sharon Valley from between 9 and noon. So that's happening this weekend on Saturday. And on Sunday, the Sharon Ambulance Squad is having a big pancake breakfast for Mother's Day.
Isn't that nice?
Now, that's inside, so it doesn't matter. So, but Saturday is the big day where we'd like the weather to be okay in between 9 and, actually, in between 8 and noon.
Okay. An extra check will probably get that request filled for you.
I don't know if that's going to happen, Pat.
I don't know either, but anyhow, there's been severe weather in the Ohio Valley. That has weakened some, so we don't have to worry about that. And there'll be a renewed threat for the southern plains, including Texas, tomorrow and probably Friday. So all eyes will be watching that area to see what goes on there. Outside of that, it looks to me, if you could just picture this, here comes this low on Friday out of Ohio. And there's a big high in eastern Canada.
Yeah.
So there's like kind of a block. So this low could be forced out through Virginia. And as it's moving out through Virginia, the high in eastern Canada is slowly drifting south to New England. So now what's going to happen? Once that low gets offshore, the high is going to be blocking it. So that low is going to continue to move southward down the Atlantic and toward Florida next week. And it'll be over the Gulf Stream, and it wouldn't surprise me if it takes on tropical characteristics. It could become a depression. It could become a tropical storm. I don't know. But what it will do is keep that high pressure drifting slowly south over us. So it looks to me like as we go into early next week, we are going to have sunshine and the temperature slowly rebounding through the 60s. So we're going to have a spell, probably the longest spell, of dry weather that we've seen so far this spring.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that.
I mean, you can't complain about that.
No. And by the way, I told you yesterday about that series, Heartstoppers.
Yeah.
And what is the site? I know you know something. What is it? IMB something?
Yeah.
That site?
Yeah.
Gave Heartstoppers a 9.
A 9.
And Marshall knows, as well as I do, because we go into that site a lot, they use it. You don't see many 9s.
No.
You just don't. Yeah, and I think audience-wise, it was rated 98%. So it is getting real high marks. I'm sure right now that Netflix is so surprised and elated that they're probably, getting things together quicker than they ever imagined to do a season 2. You know, why not? When you have a hit with one thing, you try with another. You know, just don't play it out like they did, like with Dancing with the Stars. You know, 20 seasons of Dancing with the Stars. Now the only way you could see that is if you have Disney Plus.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. As I often like to call it, Dancing with Who?
That's right. And nowadays it's Dancing with Who.
Yeah.
Well.
Yes. That's that.
Well, you know, yesterday we installed a new keyboard here, and it didn't work properly. It only did once. And so I looked at the instructions to see who to call.
Yeah.
No instructions, and it came from China, directly from China. I bought it from.
That explains that.
So I packed it back up, and it's going back to Amazon China. Today.
Okay.
And a new one arrived already from Logitech.
Right.
And this is it's working fine. But it's the type of keyboard where it can connect a keyboard and mouse that can connect to three different computers at the same time. And then you can function which computer you want to go to.
Cool. I had bought a keyboard. This goes back maybe about 2 years ago. A recommendation of the store I was in. That lights up underneath, and and the keys all light up. It's more or less it's a gaming keyboard.
Yeah.
But I said, you know, this is really great because especially for me, who's getting older and older and older, and the keys, as you know, the letters on the keys wear out.
Yeah.
In time. So if I can get them to light up, this will be really great. I had such trouble with that. That keyboard is in the box, in my cabinet. I had trouble with it. Every time I hit the cap key. It would not lock in. It wouldn't cap letters. So I don't know. Principally, my thinking is principally because the keyboard's not made for that. You know, if it's a gaming keyboard, who cares about caps? So, and that keyboard was $100, $100 for a keyboard, and I can't use it.
Yeah, there's a keyboard that came in here that's a gaming keyboard, and I got the colors to work, the reason I like it is the keys are big.
Yeah,
that's it. But still, it took me a while to get it to work.
Okay, so and I don't have the patience that you do, so that's why it's back in the box and in the cabinet. Goodbye.
Well, I lost my patience the minute I opened up the box, and then there were no instructions except. The limited instructions just to plug the thing in, and then when I turned it over and to see where I could call or and it was made in China, and there's no way to contact them, so I just said, and I very rarely do this, I just said, boom, that's it, back in the box, goodbye, we'll see you sometime sooner or later.
Yeah, that is very true. That's very true. So and that's it. The Mets. Did the Mets win the second?
The Mets. I was just mentioning this earlier. Boston Red Sox fans in this area are going to get sick of this. But this year, the two best records in baseball, the Yankees have the best record in baseball. The Mets have the next best record in baseball. They're both in first place. They're both playing extremely well. The Red Sox are struggling, but the Mets are playing very, very, very good this year.
Yep, that's great. Remember, I had a quick story to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you. Did I tell you about the group in 1965, the band?
No.
Okay. We were performing. We were going to perform at the New York State World's Fair in 1965, and the band that we were using at that time, that was my sister's boyfriend's band, who later became her husband. And I said to him, I said, we're going to be at the New York World's Fair. Will you back us up? And he said, how much? I said, no money for it. I said, it's going to be widespread publicity. We're going to be at the Tipperillo Band Pavilion. Nope, I can't do it if it's no money. So I got another group. They backed us up. We did the Tipperillo Band Pavilion. Somebody saw us, moved this the same day over to the New York State Pavilion. We performed again. A week later, I got a phone call from an agent who saw the band and said they would like to come down and talk with the band. So I arranged the whole thing, and they came down, and the band became the official group of the New York Mets, and they were called the Metcats. And the band played on the trains, because back then, the Mets traveled in trains from place to place. And that was the Mets' official group. Back in 1965, how my then brother-in-law ate his heart out because he turned me down and he had the opportunity of a lifetime and, of course, missed it. but how things turned around and come around. Here, 1965, I find the group for the Mets, and now in 2022, I'm the forecaster for the Mets.
You're Mr. Met Weather.
How is that?
Mr.
I thought
Met
you'd find
Weather.
That a cute story.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
And how long they probably played for? They probably played for the Mets for probably at least 5 to 7 years.
Oh yeah, and they were making excellent money. I mean, they called, they thanked me, you know, and I said, you know, it was the opportunity of a lifetime. You see, that's what happens when you're not greedy. You know, there's a good group, and they said, oh yeah, that's okay. We don't need money. We'll be more than happy to back you guys up and play at the World's Fair.
And get the publicity. Yeah, I mean, when you're playing at the World, you get, well, holy smokes, who wouldn't want to play at the World's Fair?
Yeah, it was really the opportunity of a lifetime. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
And that was your brother that screwed up?
My brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law. Man. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, every year you should sing to him and meet the Mets.
Yeah, you know. Send it to email. He's not. No, they got divorced.
Okay. Well, that means you should do it twice as much then.
Yeah, right.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, Marshall.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat began this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.